So we all know the Chanukah story. We sing it in Moisur. What happened? Vetimu kol hashemanim, and they made all the oil tome. Timu kol hashemanim, don't think much about it. We continue, no oil. Therefore, it was a miracle. We found a little bit of oil. Hashem gave us a bit of oil. We found it. It's been out for one day. It lasted for 8 days. But if you think a bit more about it, the Timu kol hashemanim is the whole shit. Was it Shabbat Timu kol hashemanim? They made all the oil tome. Now, first of all, it doesn't say they poured out all the oil. Wouldn't it be easier? Pour out all the oil. Don't need any halachas. Just get a few big bullies, boom, 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 and pour out all the oil. You save yourself the whole shiur. You missed the shiur, not to save yourself. The Teretz says they weren't interested just to make trouble. They were fighting the Ruchnias. You can have a light. You want to have your light? Have your light. But be tahara to have a light that's got kedusha in it. It's Torah. That's what they minded. Once it's Torah, we don't mind. Pull out the kedusha from what you have got. Do it simple. Do it secularly. That was their aim. Therefore, they weren't happy to pour out all the oil. You pour out all the oil, there's no oil. What can you do? They wanted to do it without kedusha. Do it without tahara. That was their aim. So they went to yeshiva, yeshivonim. They went to study, how do you make oil tome? They came to Mashiach to learn how to make the oil tome. What's the problem? What's the problem? All the yevonim, tome people, they all touched all the oil. No. Because a yevoni is nishkayid, has no tome. No tome. It's not the eat. We're talking in Hatera. No tome whatsoever. No zov, no zova. No Balkeri, no Tome, Magasheretz, Maganavela. It doesn't exist. The only Tome a Yevoni has got is if he's dead. If he's dead, he's also got Tome. Which Tome? A little Tome. He has got Tome's Maga. That means if you touch a dead Yevoni, you do become Tome. If you carry a dead Yevoni, you become Tome. But whether it's Tome's oil, this is the Machlokes Tanoim. There's some Kohenim in here, Mr. Tumah. State in Halacha, that means Kadin. There's no Tumah's Kohen. That means in next year cemetery, Kohen, next year cemetery, and the trees are hanging over. I mean, Ikadin is Mutter, but the Machaber says, unusual case, Machaber says, you should be Machna of Tumah's Kohen. So the kids, Yevoni has no Tumah. So how can he make the old Tumah? How could they make the oil tumah? So start with the first suggestion. The Ranebach in that place, many people killed. Right, left, and center. They killed the people. So they were lying around. The one dead person was in the Azor. Simple as that. And Azor, assuming the Azor had the roof. So if there's a dead person in the Azor, what happens? Tumor spreads. Every bit in this room becomes tumor. So whatever you have there, I don't think it's big enough for lighting the menorah. Need a bigger one than that. Was like this, full of oil in the room. So what happened? The dead person, tumor spreads. Tumor spreads. Where does it spread? Onto here. This becomes tumah, and it even spreads straight away into the oil as well. And it becomes tumah. What do you put a lid on it? It doesn't help. You know why not? Because the tumah of may spreads hits this. This is tumah. Once this tumah, the oil is also tumah. Was it the baltaris? Yeah. Yep, masking? Okay, so far. So, but you could have other kelim. You could have a kli cheres. What's a kli cheres? Earthenware kelim. If you have a kli cheres. We have a real earthenware keli, and this keli has a special tumor. But here we have a small one. Small one has a lid on. We have a big one, with or without a lid. This is a Kli Cheres. Now, how does a Kli Cheres become Tomei? And what you learned a little bit Chumash, Parshas Shemini and Parshas Metzora, knows that the Kli Cheres can't become Tomei from outside. Got your mouse, your dead mouse. Your dead mouse, there's one of the Tomei we can later go and discuss, touches this, no Tomei whatsoever. No Tomei. Still toy, taking Bezumet, Mikdash, you can drink kochu from it. Why? But Kli Cheres is not recovered Tumah from outside. Assuming because this Kli Cheres is full of food, now you do like this, no Tumah Tumah. But, you do like this, not yet. Oh, in the avir, the airspace of the Kli Cheres, it can be recovered tumor. The food inside does not get tumor direct, because that's not a mace. It's only an achbor. It's only a mouse. It's more sheres. It spreads where to into the kelim. The tumor goes into the kelim. This is an avot tumor. This is a rishon. What happens now? Then the tumor goes back from the kelim onto the food. It's indirect. So therefore, av rishon shevi. The food will be shevi. It all can be tumor. That's okay. But here, ba'ol hamesh, you don't need to say that. But Oyel HaMez, you don't need to go first to the cave and then to the food. Since this fellow is dead, it spreads all over. It goes in here as well. If it goes in here, both they become Toma. The cave is Toma and the food, both are Toma. It can't be Alpha Toma, Klichers, so both are Toma. What about this one here? This is covered. And we have a klal, Toma's maze only goes through the Avir. But I covered it up. What do you say? Will the food, put a bit of food in it. Will the keli in the food be Toma? Yes or no? Yes. I've got a covered Kli Cheres. Here I've got another covered Kli Cheres. I've got the cover. Will the Toma go through? Yes or no? The answer is, the Toma will go through. Why? How can the Toma go through? Because the lid is not stuck on it. She had Utsomit, Kli Cheres, Tzomit Pasil Olov. The lid has to be joined to it, stuck onto it with some glue. I assume that sticky paper is also considered glue. It's the same. I would think so. Anybody knows an idea about it? But I would think that if there is a Tzomit Pasil Olov with glue, with sellotape, that's also called. Now, if I do this, stuck it on. Oh, now it's all impossible. Now this be oil a mess, and we take to the mess. Never be a mess, but don't put tumor into here. Because if it's solid, possible, all of a lid joint onto it, that stops all tumor to climb into that canyon. And from outside, it can't become tumor. Because we learned before, only a clean mattress can get tumor from outside. But a clean hairs can't get any tumor from outside. So therefore, the tumor will not go into this cave. So if we have said that the idea is that the tumor spread because they had dead people there, and that's how the tumor spread, it still wouldn't spread into this Kli Cheres. What they had to do, just break the seal. Small job, pull out the seal, so they went around everywhere. Any Kli matter that they need to touch, that's okay, my mess did it. The mess did it for us. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to pour it out, don't need to take off the lid, because the tumor goes straight through. But anything that's concerned Kli Cheres, you have to actually physically break the seal, and then everything was tumor. That is glaze, the terms.
Does the glaze make them afternoon?
Possibly. That's not glaze, it's only burns. It's not glazing on it. It looks glazing. So that is the first explanation how the Timu Kolash Malim is the Loshna Gemara, the Loshna Moaz Tzur, how would they make all the oil? But not necessarily that there were any mason around there. If they killed the people outside, people wouldn't hide in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not to be killed. So we don't know. Possibly we need another turret. If there was no mason inside there, they must found another way how to spread tumor into the whole room. So the answer number two is to learn a little bit of Pastor Shemini. And with that, the Chumash, Shemini. Sorry. We have to learn a bit of Shemini. And for this, we have got the whole selection. We're not talking about the human anymore. He has had his turn. We now talking about animals. Stay to the post-gazelle. Pashas Shemini, where there's a lot of Inetumah with Tahara, so many people just skip it. That's not for me. I don't know anything about it. And they just go, oh, it's too hard. But it's not so hard. That's how you put the Shia here. You should learn a little bit about Tumah with Tahara and about and to these following animals you will become Tumah. You touch the Nevela, and Nevela is a dead animal, is Yitma Ata Omer. Anybody you touch, what animal is he talking about? A kosher animal or non-kosher animal? So Drashi, this parsha, is talking about non-kosher animal. Got a big selection of non-kosher animals. They have got tumah, they have got kosher, they still have tumah, even got a little bit of an achel. I've got a horse, I've got the chodneis of the echad's kerem for shoynoi. So, you've got quite a few non-kosher animals here. Camel is half kosher, they don't have chicken. All these animals, with our behemet mayo, is the din is the istoma, special parsha, a parsha in Shemini. So what's the tumah? Kol anegeah ben yivloser. You've got the dead camel. Somebody touches it, istoma. Who is tumah? Not my clothes, only myself. How long? For the day. Go in the mikveh tomorrow. You be okay. The hanoi says yivloser, but if you carry an oeila. I don't touch it. It's an availer. A laptop, what is it? An availer. An availer. Am I Tomer? Yes. Strictly possible. But no, he says, Niloso, not only you are Tomer. Chabas is begotten. You should wash all your clothes. This becomes Tomer. This becomes Tomer. The glasses, pashas, the hat, everything becomes Tomer. If you carry it, shoes, if you carry it, you're worse. You didn't even touch it. You can either carry it, you can push it down, you can pull it up, you can do like this. Whatever you want, you become Tomer. I was once in Beis HaShita. No, sorry. I was once walking in the countryside. I've told you the story before. And I saw a dead sheep lying there on the floor. I said, wow, that's very good for me. You know why? I can study the Mafis Paso. No sheep will just do like this to me. Here it is. But when it's dead, then I can do what I want. So I didn't want to touch it. So I wore my hiking boots. I lifted it up, oh nice, you can see clearly how it's Mafia's parcel. And then I said to myself, oi kevalt, let's imagine I wasn't on the way to bring my Korban Pesach. And on the way I saw this dead sheep, and I started to study it with my hiking boots. And I come to Beis HaMikdash, hello, shalom aleichem, here's my Korban Pesach. Hello, do you have any adventure on the way? I said, yes, I didn't touch anything, don't worry. What did you do? I lifted up with my leg, the foot of a sheep, of a dead sheep. Wow, get out of here, they tell me. Get out of here! Beis HaMikdash, Tomer. No, I didn't touch it, I promise you. This kind of thing, even noises on the veil. Noises on the veil, you're put, Tomer. But we're not talking, but now we're talking about the non-kosher animal. So what's the din again? If it's a non-kosher animal, if the din is, and the gerb and iblos, it's much older, but noises, iblos, Yechabes begodo behitmatov. Here's a big one. A big Tomer behemet meyer, a big one. And this big one is the din that if you touch it, megeav nivloso yitmatov. Vanoi says nivloso, yechabes begodo, you have to wash your hands, yitmatov.
Okay.
got a whole list of animals that can make tumas. We will see how we can use it for the Yevonim.
When did Begadim become Tahor?
Mikveh? Mikveh?
Straight away that night or?
Anytime. Anytime. You can't straight away. Then you have to go. So this happened here on today's Wednesday. Tuesday? Tuesday, it happened straight away. Take all your clothes as long as they can take water. Dip me the mikveh even here. Dip me the mikveh and take them out the mikveh. They have to wait till night.
I'll wait till night.
Wait till night.
Wasn't enough community in the
kosher animal. Wait. I haven't said yet. We're only for Shishi. Yamoid Shavi. Oh, in Shvi, in Shmini, Shirav is Mon. The Chiyomus mina behema, Shilachem la'ochlo. Another animal dies. You know which kind of animal? An animal Shilachem la'ochlo, a kosher animal. Here's our sheep. And we've got a whole lot of other ones here who are kosher animals. Cow, a bull, a sheep. A ram. So all these animals. Here's a wild animal. What is it? A yolo. Say it, a yolo. That's a chay. Is a chay included or not? Here's another bull. Some ram. Some sheep. This is a goat. My goat broke. He died. Never mind. My goat broke. Come on in the picture. Show you. Here's a goat. So this is a tumor. Okay. So that's separate parsha. Till here is parsha shishi. In Shmini, from here is Parshas Shvi. So what about this? If you touch the veil like I did before, then you touch it, not lifting, I touch the veil, I'm Toma, not my clothes. I'm Toma, not my clothes. Once you carry it, not those, you carry it in the veil. Either with the hand or you carry it indirect. As long as you carry it, it's the din also tumah. What tumah? You and your clothes. Two parshas. Now tell me, is there any difference between the first parsha and the second parsha? Before we learn, when again you lost, so you touch it, you become it. But now he says you lost, so you lift up the leg. Forget. But not again you lost, it's not olive. And he exactly the same. The middle is our dish.
Yep.
So why do you do Rashi? Any tell us? And in most Rashi, the question is not printed and the answer is not printed. In some Rashi's, state a few words. Why did the Torah split it into two parsha? One parsha in Shvi, Shishi, and one parsha in Shvi. Can you tell me what's the difference? The difference is this. We have seen this before. This is a real knife, live demonstration, a real shechita knife, has killed thousands of bulls and cows. And before you shech, you have to make a bdikah and make sure it has got no dents in it. So you go with your nail, go over it very slowly to feel any little dent. Because if there's a tiny dent, the shechita is not kosher. Plenty on here. That's why it's not in use anymore.
My father.
Me?
Smooth out the
life? You can't smooth it out, it will take you a few days. That's why the whoever owned it, it does not use it anymore. It's miyuchad for shiurim, and it's not mukta on Shabbos. Okay, now, why does this come in? How did this knife come in? Tell how the knife comes in. If you take the second parsha and you take your sheep, like me, you know, when we eat sheep or we eat beef, do we become tumah? Why is not the nevela? Why is the butcher not full of nevelas? It's dead! It's dead! The Torah says it's dead! But you made the kosher shechita, Shechita Shom says it's another shechita, and you checked it and you shechted it. Now it's dead, but not the nevela. Now it's kosher meat to eat! It's only a nevela if it's dead without the shechita. But if you do a kosher shechita, no tumah. So all of those. And this part, if you shech the them, whether it's a behemoth and chai has the same thing. This is a behemoth. This is a yola, a wild animal. We've got another wild animal with the courtesy of Rabbi. Rabbi Carrera.
If you found
this is a kosher animal, and the din is the same. If it was shechted, It's not an Avela. If it wasn't shechted.
If it found out it was an Avela, we should have shechted.
The finish. The trefer is not to do with an Avela.
What make it tumble?
No, trefer doesn't make it tumble. Trefer, not an Avela, yes. So, but the thing is, this is Torah. You know why? Because all the meat has been taken out. And it's only wood inside and the skin. The skin with the shofar does not make it tumble. The eye, only if there's some flesh in it. If there's no flesh, the eye, I think, is plastic.
What is that, though?
It's a chamois. Like a wild goat.
In English. A goat.
Wow. Chamois, that's the English word. It's a French word, but it's used in. That's the official. So this goes into this side, and if it's shechted, it's kosher, and if it's shechted, it's kosher, but if it's killed, then it's not kosher. Now let's go to the non-kosher animal. Somebody had an idea. I've got a non-kosher animal. I want it not to be tumah. I'm not going to eat it. I just want to take the tumah away. So I took it, I didn't say a brocha, because no mitzvah. I'm going to shecht it. This way, right there. With the deacon, out the deacon. It still stays in the veil. Because a non-kosher animal, you can't check. It doesn't help. Don't stay in Rashi. Rashi in brackets, you have the little chumoshim. It's the single chumoshim. Look like this, with a head. These single chumoshim, you take a vehicle, you black racket, state in Rashi, the chilko makosov, the Torah divides it. But the first set, shchita does not help. And for the second set, so now, before we go on back to the Yeronim, let's go another part to you about Tumah. What about the little mouse? Where did my little mouse go? Here. Now, if you touch this mouse, you're also Tumah. Only if it's dead. You touch a live mouse, you're not Tumah. Now, it happens to people, even in the best of houses, you find mice. Oh, you out. And some wives lose their head. Oi, my mouse, I saw a mouse, terrible. What happened? I saw a mouse. So what do you do? Bodegumanusa, telling you it works, you set up a trap. And it works better than any poison. It just works. 50 pence, you buy a trap, put a bit of peanut butter on it. Put a bit of peanut butter on it, and you set it. Ooh, very strong.
And you're still alive now.
Yeah. Once I was in the house in Wales, in the Lake District, and he saw some mouse shirayim. So he put up a trap. Six times it worked, till the whole family was gone, then I had peace. Six. So I put the pot of water here. Oh, you put it here, put the peanut butter on. So I wanted the mouse to be in it. And you make sure that the mouse should eat it. That's it. So you caught the mouse. What do you do with the mouse? I'm not going to touch it. Let's take a bin on the countryside. Very carefully. Get rid of it. Am I Tomer? Am I Tomer?
Yes.
Did you touch it?
No, sir.
Same as ever. We said before.
That's questions I'm fooling everybody in every shir, like here. Favos in the Torah by Behem and Vela, by both them steht, war no, is es, die bloß ich habe es begott auf, once in Shishi, once in Shvi, and it comes to Shrotzi, he said, and I get up in him los, so you tmah tomah, it doesn't say, war no, is es, so therefore, you are not tomah, so when you touch a mouse, you are tomah, but when you carry a mouse, you are not tomah, okay, now, so therefore, back to the Yevonim, simple aids that Yevonim had, they found a few dead mice, they went around. So again, when it came to the Kli, when it came to a Kli Matris, all they need to do is like this, because this is Ava Tumah, Rishon Tumah, Kli Tumah, the oil was Tumah. They had to go around, wherever they found oil, don't need to pour it out, keep your oil, keep it Tumah, that was their aim. So they went around, here's a bottle, touch this glass, pass the stomach and goes inside. If not, maximum, you open it up. If it was a klicheres, what do you need to do? If it was a klicheres that we had before, now with the klicheres, you make sure take off the zombie portion, take off the lid that is glued onto it, take off the lid and put the sherets into it, so the oil will become tomme. You don't need to touch the oil, as long as the sherets is in it.
So they knew that
they must have, because they wanted, their aim was to make everything tomme. You come to China and they do everything, this China disability. So you don't know what, you go to the lessons, you learn it, then you know it. Pardon? No, they have to learn Torah's Chochma. Chochma's a Torah, yes, they can learn it. There's no, so it's not the end of the world, it's not. So that was later. They either took a piece of meat of an elephant, had elephants there. They either took a piece of meat of any Torah animal, of a white animal, of a chamois, of a dead chamois, or a dead kosher behemoth, any of them, as long as they went around with bits and pieces, what they could do as well, if they wanted, it's not very nice, pull off an arm of their dead, the Yiddish dead, and go around with that arm. Could do that as well. As long as they made tumor into everything. It's getting late, it's starting 5 minutes late. Anybody wants to go can go.
The bottle we found for seal.
Oh, now we come to this. You're right, but we'll hear. So, pardon?
What did he say?
The bottle was sealed. The one bottle that we found was sealed. Now, there is another teretz, how to explain the Timur Kol HaShmoni. This you need to know a little bit more of Taz. What's the name of Timur Kol HaShmoni? The halacha is like this. Ezov, you know what this is? By the way, you know what this
shopping
is?
Trolley.
Shopping trolley. Tesco. When will you shop at Tesco? If you can't get the things in a kosher shop, you obviously go first in a kosher shop. But then you go, and you went like this, and in front of you was another person. And by mistake, you regular, your trolley kicked the other trolley. Ah, let's look what's in the trolley. You know, a little bit of sausage. Wow, I know it says novello. You pushed this pushed his trolley, and the trolley was made of sausage. If sausage has got wurst in it, if it has got meat in it, and it had exotic meat in it, you know, it's a novella. You have Toma, no, it's a novella. Okay, now, but let's see what we do. Let me see what we will do with, so that's the Toma. Oh, now, if the path was made of metal, like scolding a path from the Kohen Gadol, like you say, and it was sealed, had the grossest stample on it, it doesn't help anything, because you come with your tumma and you touch it, and it's tumma. Or the first terrors, you come with the dead person, and it touches, doesn't touch it, it's spread, so everything is tumma. So how could they make, how do you know the other way around? How do you know that this oil, which was found, the one single oil, was Torah. The Teretz is, it was Takisir, but it was a Klicheres. It couldn't be metal. It was a Klicheres. Oh, that's so enough. Klicheres, it was sealed, proper sealed, stempel of the Kerngul. Oh, now we are safe. Thomas Mays doesn't go into it. Klicheres, you told me possible, all of it is Torah. What else? It touching doesn't make it Tumah. And if they would have opened it up, it would be done, but they didn't, it was the seal was still on it. So we are safe. Kids get toisvis and ask the kasha. There's one tumor, which is a very, very strong tumor. A very strong, it's not as strong as tumor mace, but it's got another chumra. We? That is Azov, and it are your letters. Maybe Mitzvah as well. Not going into it. These are called Metame Mishka for Moshe. A different group of tumah, special chometic tumah. You have got a bed, 10 mattresses, and you sleep on the top one, and there's some candy or food underneath, then if it's up, it's over, and into your letter sits on it, makes it tumah, because tumah is Mishka for Moshe. That's got another chumah, a gewaltige chumah. This is pshutu klei, it's not a kabo tumah. This can never be tumah. Boil a mess, can touch it, can never be tumah. I've taken this, let's say I come from the shechita house, I touch some nevelas, I'm tumah. And then, do this. Will it be tumah? No. Because I am the Tumah person, and the oil is the Torah person. What we said before, it is a Tumah's muscle, that if you carry it, you carry this one, your Tumah, that's only if I'm the Torah person, carries the Tumah. But the other way around, if the Tumah carries me, this Tumah is in here. Now I'm the Torah person, do like this, or do like this, I'm Tumah. Because I have carried the Tumah. I'm the Torah, is carrying the Tumah. What is the opposite way? It's the other way. The Tumah carries me. How can the Tumah carry me? I'll show you how. This is the person. He's on this side of the seesaw. Yeah? Tied down. Instead of a person sitting in here, you take an elephant. The elephant, take this. Put this in it. Now, this goes in. And it flies. Is he Tumah? No! He didn't carry the Tumah. The Tumah carried him. He was down here and came to Tumah. The Tumah carries him. The Tumah carries you. You're not Tumah. Only if you carry the Tumah. That's a principle, a big principle in Hesed and Maso. Maso, normally with animals or with even a piece of mess, even if it would be the other way around. With this two people. If this is a Torah person and this is the mace, you put the mace in here. Here's our mace. This is the mace. Do like this. That was a Torah person. This is a Torah person, the mace. Not in the oil, outside. And he pressed it down. What's the thing? He's not Tumah. Balancing. He's not Tumah.
What's this here?
He's Torah. Stays Torah. He didn't carry the mess. The mess carried him. It comes one kind of Tumah, which is Chomedi, which is more Chomedi. And this is Zof. If this person was a Zof, then he can be Metamah anything. Even if he is Tumah and he carries the Torah, he will also make it Tumah. That's the chiluk between normal muscle, between carrying and between carrying and between normal carrying and what's called Hesed. Hesed is the Chomo of Zof. If the Zof is the Tumah person, carries the Torah person, is Demels, is the Din, that it is Tumah. Now, if Zof is Metamah with carrying, it goes even further. You take a cane which is not Makabu Tumah, and you push it like this. The Zof does this. Because he's a Zof, he's the Chumah, as the Tumah can make go through without touching, because he is carrying the other way around. He is carrying the Torah, he carries this, and this becomes Tumah. Steht in Rashi and Chumash, not only if it's a Klimatris, the metal cane, even if you have got a cane cheres full of food, and the Tumah is not Stama Tumah, a mensch from a Levaya, but he is a Tumah Zof, and he does like this. He's the content is Tumah.
Avilatoy!
Hetachinish! He's a Magen Shemekulah, he's a Oven, the Magiachel, the Hesed Azov. He had a Chinish, all what we learned before is overridden by the Halach of Zof. If I'm a Zof, I can't be a lettuce, it can't be a nidah Zof, I can't be a Zof. So if I'm a Zof, and this is not Makabel Tumah, but I'm pushing, I'm maced. The Torah, the Tumah goes, now the hour has gone, everybody can go. I continue to speak, everybody goes, yeah, nobody's
the
left.
The Shia after you, so we have to...
Okay.
So how conclude.
Oh, so you ask the Kasha, how can you have it secured to know that this Bach Shem and Bos Torah maybe was a Ziva? You know, Toysus answers the Kasha. Toysus, this was buried in the ground, and the Shuvah stuck out, a little bit stuck out. No, wait, it was buried in the ground. You can see the ground is dry and old. Nobody has touched it. You can see from the sleeve that this wasn't seen, nobody found it, and nobody just maced it. That's the Gansenes. That's the higher. It was in the ground, it must have stuck out a bit, if not, the wouldn't have found it. Sticking out, and he only went so clever to find this, that was part of the listen, to find this piece of Klicheres, and therefore, they definitely didn't.
So it doesn't apply by a Goy, though. Yeah, it only applies to a Yi, not to a Goy.
To a Zof, a woman, I didn't say so. One thing. This is scared the Shaila, they said, Konad Rabbonon, all going as of.
I feel like Goy.
And those scared the Zoktois. If at the time of the Chanukah story it didn't happen yet, the Rabbonon, it's okay. But if the Konad Rabbonon was already there, or there's another text that didn't tell you, it's one word, they didn't do themselves. They employed the Mishyavnim. Mishyavnim, the Kalika Yidin, became Yomonim. Oh, they are Yidin, they have Tumma. So get them. He is a Zov. So he might make the Tumma. And he knew all the halachas.
You couldn't touch that bit which is sticking out on the earth.
Well, touching on, moving. I mean, you could see it the way. This was moving. So, this day I'm going to tell you one more teretz, and then I'll leave you, let you go. And that is a special halacha, which is only applies to Hesed Hazov. Hesed Hazov has got a special cooler. Now, state the pasuk, the kechetz of Yigaboy Hazov. Yigaboy means you touch. Why is it Yigaboy? Why can't the Torah say, Uklichesh ha-yasiteno hazov, Tome, Zog the Gemara, it has to be Dumi the Magan. Do like this. Not Tome, why? Because since there's no Tome's Magan here, if somebody touched me, I don't become Tome. If there's no Tome's Magan, there's no Tome's Magan. If I put it under my arm, which is no new Tome, do it like that, also not Tome. It's only Tome where it applies Magan, it applies Magan. Where Maga doesn't apply, Hes doesn't apply. So therefore, this keli, we say, was a klicheres, had a tiny opening into it. And the halacha is, tiny opening, can't put your finger in.
No.
And it can't put it smaller than this. Tiny. You can't put your finger in. If you can't put your fingers, it's no Maga. It's no Maga, it's no Hesed. So this keli doesn't need to be buried. So it's the bach, and I'll be creating this time. Is that keli, it was a nice keli, it was a very small opening. A lit of cheres on it, solid fossil, stamp of the Kohen Gadol, and here we know there's no Tumas Maga, because you couldn't get your finger in. If you can't get your fingers, there's no Maga. If there's no Maga, there's no Hesed. So for sure, the oil is torn.
Yosef was one of us crying when